From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan announced today that he is sending a group of UN experts into Iraq. They'll try to end a political stalemate on how to transfer power to the Iraqi people. U.S. officials are struggling to face down a call for quick general elections made by Iraq's most revered Shiite cleric. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
Kofi Annan pulled international staff out of Iraq after a bomb attack killed 22 people at UN headquarters in Baghdad last August. Up till then, Washington had sidelined the world body in planning Iraq's future. Today, the United Nations Secretary General said the UN was coming back at the request of Washington and Iraqi officials chosen by U.S. administrators in Iraq.
The two parties asked me to send a team to Iraq to determine whether elections were possible between now and end of May, and if it is not possible, what are the alternatives we can suggest.
Annan described the situation on the ground as an impasse. That impasse involves the possibility of holding elections in Iraq before the handover of sovereignty on June 30th and pits the U.S.-led coalition against Ayatollah Ali Sistani. The American handover plan calls for partially designated caucuses in Iraq's 18 provinces, which would choose a national legislature, which in turn would name a prime minister and cabinet. Ayatollah Sistani opposes the caucus idea and instead is seeking direct general elections. This month, tens of thousands of Iraqis demonstrated in support of Sistani's call. Spokesmen for the Shia leader have said, however, he might back off his proposal if the UN decided elections weren't a good idea right now. And some UN officials have said that elections simply aren't feasible under current conditions. Annan said he hoped the experts' presence would help the Iraqis come to a consensus on the transition to sovereignty.
Because I firmly believe that if Iraqis can agree on the way forward, then we can have a legitimate and acceptable process, the results of which will be accepted by all. Otherwise, you run the risk that the conflict and the divisions will continue.
Annan said the team would only go in when the U.S.-led coalition authority could guarantee its safety. An advance UN team is already in Iraq. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.